evening and welcome to Midnight Convos Podcast with Tiffany Nicole and my co-host, King Chuck.
Yeah. What up, though?
What's good tonight?
I'm always groovy, baby.
It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood. I'm feeling good. What you drinking on tonight?
Some amaretto.
Oh, okay. That's kind of a girly drink.
I didn't know. Hey, look, I gotta plead ignorance on this one. Because had I known that, I wouldn't even have touched it.
Does it taste good?
Yo, this shit's sweet. Listen. Nah, this shit rocking.
That's what's up. Listen, this is combo number 17. Combo number 17. We creeping up on your asses. And it's so many good things to talk about in the news. So many things that I want to touch on. And we had a conversation last week about whether or not it was appropriate for fathers to kiss their sons in the mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
And I did a little poll on Twitter. And I'm just going to let you know what kind of numbers we're looking at. All right. So right now, we are looking at 50%. Of the people that voted stated that it was inappropriate to kiss their sons, a father to kiss their sons in the mouth, while 21% of the people that voted said that no, it wasn't inappropriate. And then you got 29% of people that states maybe. So they kind of in between. They
haven't picked a side. Wow, those are the numbers, huh?
Those are the numbers.
Wow.
You stand by your shit?
Yeah, absolutely. And it seems like, look, as long as somebody out there agree with me, fuck it. I know I got to be saying something, right?
Chucky, I want to start off King Chuck by talking about some crazy shit that's been in the news. The first case being the 18-year-old young lady by the name of Kamaya Mobley, that she was kidnapped. She was only 8 hours old in Florida. And how she got kidnapped was that a woman by the name of Gloria Williams, she posed as a nurse. So she was with them for literally hours, going in and out of the room, checking on a baby, spending the time with the family, getting them to trust her. As anybody would do, a nurse, when you're giving birth or you give birth to a child, you have no inkling in your mind that a nurse is not actually a nurse that's going to take your baby. So when the baby was going down to have her feeding, that was the last time they seen their child. Funny thing about this case is that the girl is now 18 years old. So when you're 18, what do you want to do?
Go to college.
Go to college. And you want?
Money and, you know, your own life, whatever.
Exactly. So homegirl wanted her own dollars. So she started working different jobs and her documents was wrong because you know, gotta fill out an application. Her social didn't add up with the name. She was passing off fake documentation of her birth certificate, her social, which she don't know no better. She thinks that it's legit. Come to find out that the social that she had matched to the baby in Florida that was kidnapped 18 years
old.
Oh
shit, stop playing.
So what's your thoughts on that shit?
Well, first of all, I'm fucked up because I can't stop thinking like, well, how was the nurse able to get in the hospital and walk around with no ID and nothing? Just what all she had on was the blue outfit?
Pretty
like,
much.
Like, trust me, I'm a doctor. You know, what the fuck? Going back and forth, nobody seen her like, who that bitch? I don't know, you know. And she had the baby. And all these years, she took care of him. She probably was whooping her ass. 18 years? Oh, man. So wait, what are they going to do to the nurse? Well, the fake nurse or whatever.
Well, the fake nurse is arrested. But the crazy thing about this is the nurse, Miss Gloria Williams, who was this young lady by the name of Kamaya Mobley's mom, air quotation, for 18 years, she was a social worker. So she was in the field of social work, and she's doing shit like this. Crazy.
See, that's why I don't trust the government. So what about, what's her name,
Kamaya.
I'm sorry, what about her?
So now she's reunited with her family, her biological
mom, who she don't even know,
who she doesn't know. So now she has this whole new family that she has to get to know. So that has to be a lot of different emotions, you know, because all you know is the woman, Gloria Williams, that actually kidnapped you as your mom. And now you find out that this person is a fraud and the people that actually birthed you and made you are pretty much strangers, but you're reconnected.
Is it just me? Let's say I wasn't married, right? And I was 18 and I was, you know, I saw her and I was trying to kick it to her. And, you know, we start dating or whatever and I smashed whatever. And then, you know, we started to get to know each other and she'd be like, yeah, you know, so I don't know who my mother and father is. And, you know, I was kidnapped. I'm gonna be looking at her like, yo, what the fuck? What's wrong? Nah, this bitch crazy. That's fucked up. Because you can't say that and be sane. You got to be fucked up in the head, right? You don't know your you don't know nobody. Big mama and them, your uncle, none of them. Your cousins, your brothers, none of them. You don't know none of them.
Crazy.
And all you can't stop but to think, or you can't even not talk about the fact that, yeah, you've been kidnapped. So that's all you know. You was prison and you ain't even know it. Like, I feel for her. I really do.
And, you know, the sad thing about it is that this girl will never be the same, because you got to deal with these lies. And now you got to get to know these strangers that's really your family. I know she's dealing with a whirlwind of emotions. I can only imagine.
And at least she knows that the family was looking for her.
Absolutely.
You know, it wasn't a lost cause. It, you know, I mean, that's got to have, I mean, that right there, that's the icebreaker. I guess. I don't know.
But, you know what, and I think about, like, in that day and time, it must have been very lax that a nurse can slide in and out, or a fraudulent nurse.
Well, this is 18 years. I mean, I did ask the question, but let's keep in mind, 18 years ago, wait, when the fuck was 9/11?
That was 15 years ago. Oh, okay,
but there you go. A lot of shit was different back then. It wasn't too many places that you can get in and out of that was really, like, pressing you for your ID and all of that. So, man. Somebody need their ass moved. I'm sorry. The hospital, the doctors, the shareholders. Somebody need their ass moved.
And I wonder, I don't know. I didn't get into great details of whether or not the family actually sued the hospital, because that's a nice little check.
A nice little check? They own the hospital. They own the district. What? Oh, man. Oh, no. And I'm suing the social service building that the bitch worked into. Man, I'm suing everybody.
Everything.
Everybody. Fuck that. Got to pay me. I need back pay, too. This is 18 years of torment. Let's go.
And fuck it, you know the hospital would be named, that should be Tiff Nicole Hospital. With the King Chuck building.
What's it? Kamaya Mobley?
Kamaya Mobley.
Yeah, Kamaya Mobley Center.
Ooh! I like that.
For children. Hey, listen, I want 14% of all your copyrights. Give me that.
Now, I need that. Run your pockets. Run your pockets.
But nah, I feel for it all. And, I don't know what to say. Keep your head up, girl. Shit. God damn. It's a tough deal.
Absolutely. Hopefully she gets the counseling that she needs, and hopefully it's a slow process and she transitions back into her family's life and they don't just push themselves on her, because that's a lot to process at once. So keep your head up, Kamaya Mobley. Hopefully everything will work out. And Gloria Williams, you should be ashamed of yourself.
I hope they fuck her up in prison.
You know they will.
And for, I keep saying her name wrong, Kamaya, for her, I mean, talk about life is what you make it, and sometimes you got to play with the cards that was dealt. My gosh.
Crazy. Absolutely. All right, I need you guys to go to SoundCloud and check out the show. Go to iTunes and subscribe, rate, and review. Comment. Let us know what you think on SoundCloud in the comment section. What's your thoughts on this Kamaya Mobley situation? Do you think you'll be able to forgive Gloria Williams? Because that is all you know as a mom. You know, do you understand? Because I don't think she was able to have children. You know. Would you be able to forgive that? Let me know. Is that something that's forgivable? You know, you stole me, but you took care of me. Like, how do you deal with that?
Wait, you asking me or you asking the people?
Just the people in general.
Well, I'm part of the people. So let me be the first to answer that question. Hold up. You can't steal me and then ask me to forgive you. The fuck you mean? Bitch, remember that time I wanted Captain Crunch and you gave me the other berries because we on welfare?
No. No.
Talking about it's the same cereal. No, it's not. How come it's missing the yellow ones? Fuck that.
No.
No, I don't forget. I'm telling you, she was whooping her ass. You know she was whooping her ass. Fuck that. No.
Well, they said that they know them to be a quiet family. They always seen them out in the community. She always took very good care of Kamaya. That they always did mommy and daughter type of shit. They got their nails done. They were always out and about doing things. And she was very protective of her daughter. So she made sure that she had everything. And she grew up as an only child. So in a sense, she got a lot of stuff. Unfortunately, it was from the wrong fucking person. It shouldn't have been. From her, but from a psychological standpoint, Kamaya must have mixed feelings because, you know, this is the woman that she knows as mom.
So let me get this straight. I can kidnap a white chick, have sex with her, take her out to eat, feed her, bathe her, love her, show off to the community, do stuff with her. Get her nails done, her hair done, buy new clothes, and it's okay. Okay. Fuck that.
Oh my God. King Chuck's in the building. He's nuts. Well, let me know your thoughts on this Kamaya Mobley story. Let me know. Have you heard about it? What's your thoughts? Comment on SoundCloud. Let us know. Convo number 17. I wanted to get into the passing of Bishop Eddie Long. And this is very controversial, his death, because, you know, you come so high, but when you fall so hard. So years ago when he was big and everybody loved him, he was a pastor of New Birth Baptist Church. And, you know, he was living the life of luxury. He was preaching his word, doing his thing. He had big mega churches. And then I would say about in 2012, it was a few guys, I think it was at least five.
It's like five of them.
Five of them that came out and said that he coerced them to do sexual activities and he used the word. And one of them actually said that they had some type of spiritual ceremony in which they were married or whatever you want to call it. So he has that situation in which he was alleged, I mean, it was a five alleged cases where he was fucking little boys. But then you have other people that have him on this pedestal because he was I'm using air quotation, a great man in the community, a great pastor, preacher, a man of the word, of the cloth. But there was another side to him. Then I didn't even know, besides the allegations of fucking young boys, there was a lot of things going on about how he was mishandling funds. And that is nothing new with these pastors, these new age pastors. They get this money, these non-taxable funds, and they be balling out.
We need a building fund.
We need a Bentley fund. So just knowing that he passed on, I think, Sunday, I believe. And it was a lot of mixed reviews. Some people were very hurt that he passed away. Some people didn't give a fuck. And allegedly, he died from cancer. But if you let Kim Burrell tell, that motherfucker had the monster.
Who's Kim Burrell?
Kim Burrell is the lady, the gospel singer, the pastor that had a lot of backlash that came out a couple weeks ago because she was talking about gays.
Oh, yeah.
So she was talking about his ass about how, you know, he's using the word, but he's fondling little boys and being gay ain't right. And he ain't lose that weight by coincidence. And then literally a week, 2 weeks later, gone.
Well, you got to check his wife because she filed for a divorce a couple of days before he died. Yeah. But I know he had AIDS, though.
Well, allegedly. Allegedly.
Just like allegedly, he was buying them cars and sending them on international trips to have sex with them. Yeah, okay. Look, find the receipts. Let's start right there. Yeah, you got AIDS. He had to get the medicine. Find the receipts. Allegedly, my ass.
The crazy part about it was that, did you see the pictures of some of the boys, the lead boys?
I just saw five of black boys. I didn't really look at their faces tonight.
They all got that that look, that boyish, cute boy look.
I didn't like
the young, pretty motherfuckers. That's the kind of look that he likes.
Wait, what are you trying to say? He only go for the cute ones.
He only go for the cute, sweet looking ones.
Hey, stop trying to make light of this.
No, trash man looking motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Like the pretty boy. Timberty. I need to add that clip. But he only went for certain types of dudes. And it's crazy because we're laughing about it, but it's so many pastors, ministers, whatever, men of cloth, allegedly, that are messing around with these young boys.
And don't get caught, yeah.
And don't get caught. Or when they do get caught, they slide them a few dollars and it goes away.
I don't know. See, all this shit, all this goes back to my point, man. We got to get rid of this shit. We got to get rid of racism, religion, poverty, and politics. I'm telling you. Burn this shit down. The fuck going on? Yo, how? And it's really people looking up to him. Like, no, he was a great man. Yeah, all right. Until he was wrecking your little nephew or your son. What if that was your little cousin? That's fucked up. And his wife ain't even say nothing. That's bullshit.
But
she should go to jail too. Fuck you mean. That's accessory. That's premeditated. That's all of that shit. Whatever the fuck the law is, get her ass too. And let's look at her medical records too.
We want receipts.
God damn it.
We want receipts.
Yeah, I want receipts, nigga.
The crazy thing about it is that, first of all, black people are nosy. So you can't tell me that shit is going down in a church, whatever it may be, whether the pastor's messing with someone's wife, whether the pastor is dipping into the funds, whatever the case may be. You can't tell me that the parishioners of the church didn't know that something was going on. You can't beat me in the head and I will believe that.
And how long has this been going on? Mm-hmm. Like, come on, man. What? Ain't nobody off that shit. He putting this thing in them boys, and when they say it hurt, he telling them, that ain't me doing it to you, that's God doing it to you. Shit. Y'all need to stop. And the whole church need to go to jail, because y'all allowed him to do that shit. Yo, he's a good man. Yeah, huh? Mm-hmm. Until he busts. Fuck.
Bust you with that Jesus juice right on your face.
I shut up. Let me stop, man. Nah, fuck that. I'm going to keep going. When did the five boys come out and say something?
This, I believe, in 2012.
After they came back from the trip?
Yeah.
So they gave them some.
Yeah.
So it's not really rape. I'll give you this car if you bend over the couch.
But if you're abusing your power, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's abusing your power. But and if they're willing to do, and that's another thing, they're young, but okay.
You coerce.
But they say, okay, you can fuck me for the, I want the red card. Come on, man. Lock their asses up too.
Well, you know, the boys, all five of them, I believe they're coming out with some type of tell-all book in regards to this.
Yeah, they got to buy that medicine for the AIDS. Shit, that shit is expensive. And you know premiums about to go back up. They getting rid of Obamacare. Oh, it's over, baby.
Yeah. I think a couple of them got a couple of settlements out of court. They got a little cash, hush-hush money. But in all seriousness, I don't care how much money they may toss to you, they may give you. It really can't erase what happened to you. If it happened the way they say it happened, that they started when they were young boys, 13 years old, and, you know, hey, I'm going to preach the word to him, do some one-on-one Bible study, and then he put his dick in his mouth, you know. And, oh, it's okay because the Lord made it okay, you know. It's okay. This is what you do when you get closer to the Lord. You know, when you use the Bible to fulfill your own selfish sickness. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I got a problem with, because especially for boys, at 13, another man pulling his stuff out and just putting it on you or eating you or whatever the case may be, you feel bad. You know something ain't right. I don't give a damn how you raised. You know so either you like it or you don't. And if you don't, you know good and goddamn well to say something. So come on. This shit, man. I wish that was my little homie or my little brother. Was it that pastor? He wouldn't even have to wait for the AIDS to kill him. I'd have killed him.
Wow.
Fuck that.
Yeah, that's a hard pill to swallow. But you know, I just don't like people utilizing that power to kind of get people to do some crazy shit, especially when they're young. Just like this is kind of switching channels, but that Penn State situation where they said Sandusky was fucking all these young boys.
Now some of that wasn't even power. It was coming there on like football camp shit, and he was just taking them to the shower, and that's how he got caught. Somebody came down there and heard a smacking sound. I mean, he was tearing their little asses up. That's fucked up, man. All wet and soap suddy booties and shit.
But this motherfucker was doing this for
and
years.
He was 60 something, so this is an old man. Like, either you like it or you don't. Okay? Now you fucking 15, 16 years old. You mean to tell me you can't beat the shit out this old wrinkled mother? Get the fuck out of here. You liked it. And yeah, I said liked it. Nasty motherfuckers. Now they want to put out a tell-all book 5 years later. Come on. Because he ain't taking you down to Costa Rica no more. That's
to Aruba.
Yeah. God damn it. You but know I know.
Let me ask you this. In regards to, because we kind of switched channels for a second and talked about Penn State, I believe if I'm not mistaken, they pretty much erased what the fucking coach, Rick Pitino, what's his name? What's the coach's name? Joe Paterno. They pretty much erased him from the history books of Penn State.
Yeah, they broke his statue.
They took his statue down. So everything that...
Can't get that money, though.
That is true, but everything pretty much his name is kind of tainted. And he brought so much to Penn State, and it's kind of erased. And my thing is, it's hard for me to believe that he had no knowledge of.
Oh no, he knew, and they paid him to be quiet about it. And that shit was killing. He said, "What did he say? For 28 years, something like that. It was 25 or 28, one of them two. That he known something wasn't right. Because when this is what he claimed, just before he died, that somebody actually came and said something to him, and he said he'll get to the bottom of it. And that was 25 or 28 years ago. But then that was it. So when I'm, everything in my body is telling me he actually did go say something to the powers that be, and they was like, you know what, we'll take care of it. By the way, his $5 million, go coach. What can you do?
But I mean, I think he's laying in bed with them too, because if allegedly that's what he did. And it still continue to happen, then you are part of the problem too.
He's guilty too. Yes, absolutely. No, I'm not saying he get a pass.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying what I think happened. He actually did go say something, and then that's when they was like, yo, we'll get to it, But by
25 years later.
You know what? You deserve a raise. Yeah. Now, we know y'all went 3-10 last year, but we gonna give you a raise. Fine. Okay. I think that's what happened.
But you know, the funny thing is, it's sick, man. It's some sick shit, and people turn their heads, and motherfuckers getting done dirty. Crazy.
That's why you can't just put one blame on the pastor. You got to get him. You got to get the wife. You got to get the what you call them? Patricianers?
The parishioners.
Oh, parishioners. I don't go to church, so I don't know. But you got to get all of them. You got to get some of the church faithfuls, the ones that's there all the time. The ones that's there on Wednesday and Tuesday, because, that's when this shit takes place, too. You got to get all of them. It ain't just one person. And the five boys that was raped or molested and get the fuck out of here. Get them, too.
So you believe either you liked it?
Or, crazy. I think they did like it.
Maybe they did. But I don't necessarily, this is my opinion and playing devil's advocate, I don't necessarily think that they liked the sexual abuse. Because however you lay it, however you slice it or dice it, it's sexual abuse when you're a minor and this is happening to you. But maybe they like the lifestyle. You know what I'm saying?
Well, so, yeah, Aruba.
You don't want to be touched that way, but hey, if I could block it out and, you know, I'm going to Aruba. And I'm not saying that, you know, you don't play a role in it, but when you're fucking a child, sometimes the boundaries get crossed and the lines get blurred. I don't know. I'm not in that position, but I don't think that,
you're trying to make sense of it. You're trying to say, one of the little, you trying to put yourself in his shoes. And this what happened. You know what? I'm not going to suck his dick tonight, but I'm playing with his balls because tomorrow I get to ride around with the top down. Come on. That's the problem. Yeah, he got to him mentally, psychologically.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think sometimes when people, wrong is done to people for so long, they start to think that it's right. Just switching it a little more serious. Like, when dealing with women that have been abused sexually, and they can know that it's wrong, being a child, but it happens repeatedly for so long that they start to think that it's their fault.
They like it
and
all
that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then it fucks with them because we're sexual beings. So if someone is playing with you in that fashion, whether or not you're a child or not, you start to get stimulated. But you know that it's wrong, but you're confused because physically it feels good, but it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a hard dynamic to kind of decipher. Mm-hmm. So either way, I think it's wrong. So I want to know people's thoughts. Like, how would you remember Bishop Eddie Long? Is he going to be remembered as a man of the cloth that did great things with his power and his platform? Or will he be viewed as a child predator?
Burn the whole damn church down. And the 25 acres that it's sitting on. 25 fucking acres? 25 acres? Come on, man. How many homes we could put in that? But man, burn that shit down. Fuck Eddie Long. Shit. Yeah, I said it. Fuck you, man. How will we remember him? We gonna forget all about him. Tear that shit down.
Turn down. Yeah. Well, let us know. Make sure you go to SoundCloud. Comment. Let us know. How will you remember Bishop Eddie Long? Will he be looked upon as a man of the cloth? Or will he be looked as a sexual predator that loved little man butt. That love man butt. What will you remember him by? What will he be?
I know what them five boys gonna remember him by.
Let us know. Go to SoundCloud, check out the show. Share, like, repost. Go to SoundCloud. Go to iTunes, subscribe, rate, and review. I appreciate everybody checking the show out. I was just fucking with King Chuck and just letting him know some of the places that we're being listened to. Different countries, Mexico, Africa, Egypt, Prague. Motherfuckers listening to us in Prague. That shit bumps.
Hey, yo, that's what's up. Yo, shout out to all of y'all. Thank you. I love all y'all. Shit.
Jersey, give us feedback, Brooklyn, baby. New York, VA, Oklahoma. Crazy. I'm impressed. Just little old me, my boy King Chuck, my brother. You guys tune in to this podcast. So Midnight Convos. Make sure you connect with me on Facebook, Tiffany Nicole. Holla at me and follow me on Twitter, Our Queen Tiffany. And follow the pod at _ Midnight Convos. And follow my brother, my co-host King Chuck at The Real King Chuck. And it's DareaL.
Mm-hmm.
King Chuck. CUK. No, yep. C.
That's right.
No C. All right. King Chuck. A couple of things I want to talk about before we get into something real interesting.
Oh, shit. You rubbing your head like you got some juicy shit tonight.
I got some shit. I wanted to first talk about Tackstone, a.k.a. Mr. Daryl Campbell. Everybody knows Tackstone for being one of the top-rated podcasts doing their thing. And, you know, he's been doing this thing for some time now. And he just got arrested for connection with the fatal shooting at the T.I. concert that happened in May, where Troy Hill popped off. So they got some DNA that's connecting him to the crime scene. So they arrested his ass, I think, yesterday?
Why? Wait, because they found his blood?
They found, I think they said they had his fingerprints on one of the weapons.
Oh.
Someone lost their life. I think a bodyguard. I'm not sure which bodyguard, who was bodyguard, but some there was a life.
Yeah, somebody lost their life. And what's name shot himself?
Troy.
Yeah.
And he was bucking at people.
Yeah, yeah.
But and supposedly there was some beef between Tax Stone's crew and Troy Ave's crew. And at the end of the day, someone is dead, and now Tax Stone is arrested yesterday in connection with the shooting. Fingerprints. So, mm-hmm. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, first of all, I don't know, boy. I mean, I heard about the situation and all of that, but I don't know. What, Tax Stone. Yeah, I don't know. Good luck, man. Fingerprints on the weapon. Was that weapon the weapon that was used for the person that lost their life?
I'm not sure.
Because if so,
I don't know. You're going away. My thing on this is that I don't understand. Just knowing that a little bit, it's not like I know so much about him, but knowing that he is someone from the streets that spent some time in prison, Rikers Island, who came out, got hot, got just kind of discovered. I don't know if that's accurate, but
he got a second chance.
Charlamagne kind of jumped on his bandwagon, showed him support, took him under his wing, and now he has this pack, this podcast that's doing this thing. So you making money, motherfucker, is paying for you to do podcasts in their fucking auditoriums, their venues. You're making money. You're doing stuff that people are doing. You're getting money doing it. And how do you put yourself in that predicament?
Mm.
I don't understand that. Like,
can't leave the street life alone.
And I don't understand that because to me, it's like when you, it's so many motherfuckers that's trying to be in that position, trying to get somewhere, make some money, take care of their family, get themselves out of the street life. And these dumb motherfuckers that's out of it.
Going right back.
It's like crazy to me.
Well, it is crazy, but I don't feel bad for them. Oh, well. Next.
Cut. I don't know. It's just, and it kind of.
Drop the soap.
Yo, he's been a Riker, so we know what time it is. Mm. But, and it kind of segues into this whole beef that Chris Brown and Soulja Boy has.
You really, wait, is this for real? Like, that's really a beef?
It's about money. But that's another point that I'm trying to make is that Chris Brown is a singer. He makes love songs. You know, he dances. He's a second coming of Michael, Usher. He's from that line. He's not known to be a killer, a shooter. But he's on YouTube, Facebook, making these videos as if he's Thug of the Year. And Soulja Boy, I remember this motherfucker talking about crank it up. Whoa, Superman these hoes. And now he's Draco with guns and millies and tats on his face. It's like,
why? Did one of this? How you turn B-Hard? Like, you wasn't that when you start. Like, what are you trying to fool? You wasn't that Chris Brown and Soulja Boy. Like, get the fuck. Who really worried about them two? Really, really. Come on, you gangster. Really? You bought that life? Breezy. Your name is Breezy. Shut the fuck up. Like, you fucking yellow ass nigga. Now you a Thug. Get the fuck out of here. And Soulja Boy. Come on. Now watch me, you.
You.
Watch you what? Get the fuck out of here. I ain't beef for none of these silly ass niggas. Now they want to be hard. Got all the money in the world. Now they want to do dumb shit and be arrested because they got fake guns. You got millions of dollars, but you get arrested for fake guns. Man, go sit your dumb ass down. Stupid ass niggas. Chris Breezy. He got the key to the fucking music industry as that nigga. And you want to be talking about something I'm about to fight. So go sit your stupid ass down and be a father to your children. Dumb ass nigga.
Mm-hmm.
And do something with that goddamn hair. You look stupid.
Allegedly, Chris Brown is a little sick. I seen a video of him a couple of days ago. This motherfucker look real frail. Like,
oh, what you mean sick? Like, well, he got AIDS?
No, I'm not going to say allegedly he got the package. But what Soulja Boy is getting at him is saying that he's a big time coke head. That he snorts coke all day.
That doesn't surprise me.
And, you know, his weight. He looking a little pooky-like.
That doesn't surprise me. And when you fucking bitch named Karrueche, come on.
Karrueche.
Ah! He dying. He dying.
It's sad.
What's that song? It's something about this liquor. Fuck out of here. Some dumbass movies, man. God.
Now, but the crazy thing is, I don't know if it's just about the money, because they are selling tickets to a boxing match. So they're going to make some paper off this.
Who would want to see that? Who would pay money to see that?
Listen, they've sold a lot of tickets. There are people that actually want to see this.
It's some stupid ass people in America.
And they got Soulja Boy has Floyd behind him, supposedly training him. And Chris Brown, I think, had Mike Tyson training him. So, yeah.
So wait. Let me get this straight. Not only do they all of a sudden now they want to be thugs. They got two of the best fighters training him as if they're going to learn how to fight in like 2 months. Get the fuck. Oh, shit.
It's going down. Oh, man.
You see, they both need somebody in their corner to just slap the shit out of them. Like, yo, what the fuck is you doing? You's a clown. You a clown. They both clowns right now, man.
Well, Soulja Boy ain't sold no records in a minute. Chris Brown still has star power, star potential.
So what the fuck is he doing?
But the one thing I did feel Soulja Boy, like, I think it's all fake gimmicks, you know, all for attention. But what I did understand where he was coming at, Soulja Boy put something on Facebook in regards to Chris's daughter, Royalty. He had a picture, and he was saying some crazy shit about his daughter. And I think if you're a man and you have beef with another man, you guys settle that. Mm-hmm. Women and children need to be left out of it. And I think that was a bitch move to bring his daughter into.
Mm-hmm.
And especially, I think she's like two. Like, who does that?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. That's a no-no.
Like, fuck your daughter. Like, who does that? Yeah, who has the respect to about?
That's definitely, that ain't gangster. So, yeah, what the fuck was he trying to prove?
I don't know. I don't know if it was a joke that went too far, but it's just
how you joke about somebody else's kids?
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. And that's the one thing I did understand, because if you saw the video, Chris Brown got real brawly. Yeah, motherfucker, you know, we going to do this boxing match. That's going to bring real shit. But on real shit, this shit going to get out of control. What you talking about my daughter? We going to do something real crazy. And he's talking about shooting him and killing him. And I'm like, now, nigga, we know you ain't shooting and killing nothing. But I do understand kids are flint.
Right. Yeah, I get where he come from. But ain't nobody beat.
Nobody beat for that.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Niggas want to be hard. Go sit your ass down. Count your money and sit down. What, you bored? It's headed? Oh, man, what part of the game is this? See, these new niggas, I don't know. It ain't even new niggas. Just this generation of motherfuckers or something. I don't know what the fuck going on.
They different. They definitely different.
They dumb as hell.
All right. So, King Chuck, before we get into this, I just want to do something a little different tonight. You
all
right with that?
I'm all for it. All right.
So, before we get into that, I just want to let people know, make sure you check us out on SoundCloud or iTunes. Subscribe, rate, and review. 5-star review on iTunes always helps us. SoundCloud, share, repost, comment. Let us know if you have any questions, suggestions, topics you want us to talk about. Obviously, you see that we don't care. We talk about anything. It don't matter. Hit me up on my email, midnightconvos247@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter, Our Queen Tiffany. Hit me up on Facebook, Tiffany Nicole. And follow the pod @_MidnightConvos. And follow my brother, King Chuck, the real D-A-R-E-A-L, King Chuck, C-U-H-K on Twitter. So holla at him. Bring him in slowly. He's a Twitter virgin. So don't be so rough with him. All right. With that being said, right? Everybody wants to talk about hip-hop. And if you're older, you know, I would say 30 and up, the hip-hop that goes on today is not necessarily your cup of tea. You could probably fuck with a few artists, but for the most part, it's a lot of mumble rappers. Mm-hmm. Right? So I feel spoiled because when I was coming up and I was really starting to get into music, I had Big, I had Jigga, I had Nas, I had Jigga, I had Ho. I had AZ. I used to love AZ. He's not really considered one of the best, but I thought he was beyond his time. Lyrical, yeah. Lyrically, he was beyond his time. He just couldn't make hot CDs, hot albums. But so I just want to go back into time because half of the music out right now, I can't name the artist. Like, I might hear the songs, and some of them are hot, even though it's mumble rap. Some of them, it's kind of hot, you know. I can't listen to it all day. But I want to go back in time, so back to 96. And I'm going to read you off some of the albums that came out in 96. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to dissect them. All right. So, in 96, we were fucking spoiled. I don't know if at that time we knew what we had, but looking back and seeing what albums came out in 96.
I can tell you one right now, and I think it's the greatest of all time. Go ahead and read it.
Shoot, shoot.
I guarantee it's on your list.
Go ahead.
It was written. Mm-hmm. Greatest album of all time. But go ahead. Let me hear your list.
So let's go with, I put top 10 albums of 96.
Mm-hmm.
So you got Tupac, Eyes on Me.
All Eyes on Me. Double CD.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we got
classic.
Reasonable Doubt, My Nigga Jigga. Mm.
The format is crazy. It's not even like a real. It's like a. It's like made like a mixtape. He's just spitting. It
and
ain't even set up.
The funny thing is, the crazy thing about it. Anybody know me? I love Jay. But when this CD came out, I wasn't even thinking of Jay-Z. I was more on Biggie bandwagon.
Uh-huh.
I didn't appreciate Reasonable Doubt until way after, when I could like really dissect. You ever listen to an album and like you hear it and like, oh shit, that's what he meant? Like, you missed
it. Yeah, but not too late though.
Yeah, not too late, but like you gotta listen a couple of times.
Yeah. I love that. I missed that.
Yeah, like, like, oh shit, I get it. What? Mm-hmm. That's what that album did for me. Okay, you got Machiavelli. Okay, Nas, It Was Written. Okay. Fugees, The Score.
The Score.
I used to fuck this CD up. This CD right now, I still have it in my basement right now, and it's clean as a whistle. Jersey Boy, Redman, Muddy Waters.
Slept on album. But all, so far, all these albums is classic.
Outkast, 18 Aliens.
Mm.
You got Hardcore by Lil' Kim.
Little nasty bitch. That's what she looked at like. God damn, I just want to rip her foot. I just want to dig her back out.
I used to be scared of her. Know what though? Handle it like a real
bitch.
That's when she was spitting. I don't care if Biggie was writing her shit. She was still that chick.
There ain't an artist in the game that can say that nobody never wrote for them, so stop.
Exactly. And okay, see, everybody was big on Lil' Kim, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Hardcore, for that time, it was so different. Because all the females
wanted... It's never been done before.
Yeah, every female wanted to be dudes.
Mm-hmm.
She came out with Selling Sex.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But Lil' Kim, I appreciate it, and I fucked with Kim. But the real chick in that era was Miss El Nana, Foxy Brown. I messed
talking
with
about getting
Foxy
niggas for they dough. Cause her pussy so good. Yeah, okay.
So, Ill Nana, Foxy Brown, I'll Be Good. All right, we dropped it.
Oh, yeah,
tell
that's
me.
Right. She was half
nasty. Get all the way. Oh, okay. All right. So, one album that I think gets slept on that was one of my shits, my favorite shits, and I still kind of pump it. They had Anthem. Now, beyond this CD, they didn't have a lot of, they didn't have a great body of work, but I think this album is a classic that gets slept on. And I would say it's Legal Drug Money by Lost Boys.
Lost Boys? That was slept on? You think so?
Absolutely.
Oh, shit. I don't think so.
Absolutely.
Hey, it should be Two Mile in 96. Didn't Tribe Called Quest and Wu-Tang Clan drop an album?
I don't think Wu-Tang came out.
In 96?
I definitely think, Tribe came out. I don't think...
I know they both was out. I'm saying did they drop an album that year?
Let me double check.
Okay. I might be mistaken.
I think... Okay. Tupac, Jay-Z, The Score, The Roots Illadelph, Half-Life, or I don't know if I'm probably, Beach Rhymes, and Life by the Tribe Called
Quest. Tribe Called Quest.
But I don't think that was a classic.
Keep, oh, shit. To but me. Keep going.
You got The Coming, Busta Rhymes. You got the At the Speed of Life, Exhibit.
Another dope album, too.
Jerula Damager.
Jerula Damager, uh-huh.
I don't think it was a classic album, but he had some hot stuff. Stakes is High, De La Soul.
I fuck with De La.
Mobb
Deep should have been on that list, too. So
Hell on Earth.
Okay.
The Resurrection, Ghetto Boys.
Wu-Tang ain't on that. I could have sworn they dropped that.
Riding Dirty, UGK, that Southern Love. Mm. Iron Man came out. Ghostface Killer.
Wow, Ghostface.
Your nigga Chino XL. Firing Squad, M.O.P.
M.O.P. Look at that, yo. Look, we had real music. Look at that. Look at that list. Look at that shit. And you could just literally go in the store and just, yeah, give me this one, give me this one, give me this one, give me this.
They had the Dr. Dre present the Aftermath. That was out in 96. So, no Wu-Tang album, but the Iron Man Ghostface Killer, which was a good album. I don't think it was a great album. Came out in 96.
Damn, yo.
Wildfire was my shit.
Look what we had.
Come in. Oh, okay, so.
And that ain't even all of them.
That's not even all of them. Yeah. This is just the top highlights.
That's what we had. Real
exactly.
Hip-hop.
Exactly. So, it's hard for me to kind of embrace this music as a whole. Like, you can't knock anybody getting money selling records.
We don't.
You can't. But in comparison, it's like night and day. It's not even fair.
What it is hip-hop is supposed to evolve. That, you know, music is supposed to evolve. We get it. But you know what? Hip-hop right now is like, it's like what rock and roll has turned into. Like, in 1 minute, you had rock and roll, punk, heavy metal, right? And then you started in soft rock, light rock, you know, grunge.
Yeah, it changes.
Hagar and Dracar and all this other shit. That's what hip-hop is now. We have real hip-hop, and now you got this hubba-da-hubba-da-da-da-da. Yeah, what the fuck ever? What's the nigga name with the beads and then I got money in the bitch. I got the bag in the money.
Uzi?
I got the money in the bitch. I don't know.
The red Kool-Aid.
They all suck. Yeah. You know, but
they getting money. And I can't knock them for
them.
Getting out of that.
Just
because
they
get
money don't mean they hot.
No. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that
shit, Skilo got money. I wish I was a little bit taller.
He spent that money. But the point being is that
that's what it is now.
Is that people try to hate on them because of their music. Like, it's not for me.
All right,
well, you can't hate
let's
them.
Clear it up. We don't like it. Now, just because if we don't like it, we don't like it. That ain't hate. Yo, people need to stop this shit. And all of a sudden, you can't have an opinion. The fuck out of here. We don't like it. The shit ass.
It's ass, but then there's that thin line of hate. What I think some people do, like the Ebros of the world, the Flex, is that they hate. Like, when you say you don't want to play people music because it's not what you're used to, or you always have to compare to the other shit, we know it's changed. We know it's not what we are used to, but it's not for us.
That's why I fuck with Ebro, though.
But to me, he borders the line of being a fucking hater. And the crazy thing is what Ray Smurder said to him that I respect. They was like, you can hate on us. You can say we're not lyrical. You can say this and that. But motherfucker, you got to play our music every hour on the hour.
Mm.
So, like, no matter what, whether it's for us or not, they still want to sell their records. Mm. The kids are still going to download these songs and these CDs.
Hey, that was some real shit right there. Motherfucker, you still got to play my shit.
You still got to play. So, no matter what you feel. Mm.
For now.
Yeah. So, but whatever the case may be, it's like, you can't knock a young motherfucker making their music.
Not at all. Do you. Shine.
Do you make your music. It ain't for me, and I might catch myself humming, but when I really want to rock out, I know what I'm playing.
Right.
Okay, so just to go back to this list, all right, I want to make it interesting. I listed 10 CDs
mm-hmm.
from 96, this golden era. Mm-hmm. Who would have known that 96, all of these classic, and like I said, this is only a few that all of these classic body of work would be put out.
And niggas ain't start dying yet, you know what I'm saying? You know, so.
That is true.
Yeah.
So, let's say that we can only have 5 of these CDs.
Okay.
Who are we taking out?
You want me to go first or you want to go first?
You can go first.
All right, 5. Like I said, it was written the greatest album of all times.
Okay.
Number 2, I'm going to take Reasonable Doubt. Number 3, Machiavelli. Number 4, The Score. And I really like Hell on Earth. I really like The Becoming. But, oh, I really like Check the Rhyme. Give me, last but not least, give me... who's on that list? Who's on that list?
I got All Eyes on Me. Muddy Waters.
Ooh, yeah.
Outkast.
Muddy Waters. I really want to say All Eyes on Me because that double CD, every song was fire, but Muddy Waters, yeah. Okay. Last but not least, Muddy
so,
Waters.
So, King's Chuck's list will be Reasonable Doubt.
It was written.
Mm-hmm. Fugees. Mm-hmm. Muddy Waters. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think I said 5.
Machiavelli.
I'm sorry. I left out Machiavelli. So, mm-hmm. out of those 10, he's going to rock with Machiavelli. Reasonable Doubt. Muddy Waters. The Score. How would you rate those?
You want me to put them in order?
Put them in your order.
All right, number 1, It Was Written. Number 2, Reasonable Doubt. Number 3, Machiavelli. Scratch that. Number 3, The Score. Number 4, Machiavelli. And number 5, Whatever, man. I'm sorry.
Muddy Waters. Number 3.
Yeah.
Score.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. That's not a bad list.
I'm happy with those right there. Ooh, la, la, la. That one? Yeah. Number 3.
Now, for me, I like his list. But I'm looking at the whole body, like, not just being a hot album at the time, but being able to shake a time period and just shatter the myths of what rap is supposed to be. So, first I'm going to list mine, then I'm going to put it in order. I got to go with The Score. Like, this is when L Boogie, fuck Lauryn Hill, L Boogie was shake straight. Spitting.
They had all of Haiti.
Frapping.
All of a sudden, everybody was from Haiti.
Exactly. I mean, and F the singles, like Fuji La, How Many Mics Do I Rip One of Deli?
Mm-hmm.
I know that CD from top to bottom. So I think that would be definitely something that I cannot leave out.
Number two,
I'm going to go with Reasonable Doubt, and everybody know I love Jay, but I would put him 2 because it was something that I appreciated later on in life, not when it first came out. Then I got to go with Outkast, ATLiens.
Ooh.
I think they were so before their time, and a lot of people never gave Southern rappers their respect.
Even though they rap like up here.
Exactly, and they are one of the few Southern rappers even at that time period, that can outspit any motherfucker that you put in front of them. Like, they can really spit.
Damn, it's Scarface, yeah.
Absolutely. And Andre 3000 was so beyond his years. Like, mm-hmm. and Big Boy too, but Andre 3 Stacks was a star in the making so far advanced. I'm going to go with the Hardcore album.
Okay.
And it not even having to do with that. Just
female.
That album was so important at that time because it was so different.
Uh-huh.
Everybody was rocking with Lil' Kim.
Sure was.
I mean.
Sure was.
Everybody wanted to be down with the Queen Bee. And it was just so different because we had masculine rappers. You know.
MC Light.
MC Light.
Bahamadia.
Rage.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So she was so different. You remember her album cover? Mm-hmm. She down like this with the little fur on, pussy.
Oh.
I think every nigga that had that poster on they lock in high school. Come on, son. I know I did.
Exactly. You know, I ain't a nigga, but that album was just so important at that time period. It was just so different. So I'm gonna have to go with Lil' Kim. And then
last but not least,
it would be so typical of me to go with a Tupac or a Machiavelli album. But I'm not. And like I said before, it was one of those slept on albums, I think. And I just think for that time period, Lost Boys, they made anthems, starting with the Jeeps. The Lexus.
That was on there.
Renee was on there. I mean, they made to me good, feel good music. They made like anthems to me. So I gotta go with Lost Boys, even though I could have went.
You know what I like about the Lost Boys? It was four of them. Only one spit. But there was a group. I love it.
And I don't think they did beats or nothing.
They was just there.
That was it. Freaky Todd was the hype man, and God rest his soul. He died. Then you had Spig Nice and Pretty Luke.
Pretty Luke.
So fun.
I don't know about all that.
Mother money. Do you want to nice.
Music gets me high.
That's all you needed.
I think they were, you know, they definitely made great songs.
Absolutely.
And it was feel-good music. Renee was just a classic. I think
Renee, all them shits with, like, Jeeps, Lexus, Beamers, and Benz, the Music Makes Me High, all that shit, Legal Drug Money, all that shit, Lifestyles of Rich and Famous, all that shit was tough. But Renee
was that banger.
That's the one that, like, catapulted them to the fucking stratosphere.
The next level. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So, that would be my list.
I like your list. But how is It Was Written not on that motherfucker? There's no way you can have a great hip-hop list, albums of all time, and It Was Written is not in the top five. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, I've never been a big Nas fan.
Every single song from beginning to the end. And they, people hate it because it's commercial. It's more commercial than, you know, Illmatic. But that's, I'm sorry, yo. The message...
Was that can
If I Rule the World?
It can only be one king on there.
Yeah, that's the message.
That's the message. Okay. Oh. No, I'm not. And you know, I'm getting him confused.
When I heard that, because everybody loved Reasonable Doubt, and like I said, at the time everybody was still alive, but that second album of Nas, what it did was it showed. Who the best really... Remember, ain't nobody passed the torch to Jay-Z. Big was that nigga because he brought the platinum status back to Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. But Nas shut it. And Nas was the... remember, at the time, they still had that East Coast, West Coast beef. Mm-hmm. But and Nas was able to do songs over there with Drake. I mean, I don't know. He just...
No, you know what? I definitely think he's one of the best to ever do it. And I had this album confused. Actually, I thought... I had it written, it was written confused with Illmatic. But this is a CD that I respect, and I used to fuck with this CD heavy. He had this song with R. Kelly that I used to play.
Who?
It was written. It was on, what's the song he had with R. Kelly on it?
I don't know. I can't think right now. Street Dreams?
Yeah, there you go. That was my joint.
Yeah. So wait, you heard that and liked that, but you can't put the album
No, no, no. I had it confused. I thought... I was thinking of It Was Written as the Illmatic CD.
Oh.
So I had it confused. I had it backwards. Oh, okay. No, this was a tough CD. It absolutely was a tough CD. It probably would be in my top five.
I'm a gun? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, Nas is that dude. I'm not even going to lie. But it's hard to, like, fully embrace these new rappers when this is what we grew up on.
We can't even have a list now.
No, I don't even. I don't know the names to have a list to bring up a list. You don't have anybody that compares.
I like Cole, but I don't like his. I like Born Sinner, and that's not an album. That's a mixtape. Mm-hmm. I love Kendrick. To me, his best shit was that 80s Reaganomics shit. That's a mixtape. Now they both are platinum. Artists, mm-hmm. but I like they mixtapes better. I fuck with French Montana. But that shit with Sanctuary, Mac and Cheese 3, that's a mixtape. So I you know, I don't fuck with niggas' albums like that no more.
And the crazy thing is, I love J. Cole. I really do. I respect him because not only is he a hot lyricist, but he makes beats and he's ill. But
he's a great storyteller.
He is. The thing is, I don't really vibe with the whole package, the whole album. There's cuts, there's CD songs that you mm-hmm. fuck with, but the whole album, no. These CDs that we just mentioned in these top 10,
it was the whole
every
album.
Single song was a banger.
And I think that's what you was getting at. That's why we're spoiled. This is what we're used to. That the album cover was tough. You know, the group was tough. The song is tough. The body of work was tough. Everything they did was tough. Not just 2-3 songs. And, you know, like I'm telling you, like, yeah, these are platinum artists, but I like their mixtapes better. It's not supposed to be like that. So, yeah, you're right. I get it.
Yeah, it's just a different time. So I want to know what your list will consist of. Who will be in your top 10 when we're talking about CDs? So let me know on SoundCloud comments. We got Tupac, All Eyes on Me, Reasonable Doubt, Jigga Man, Machiavelli, Nas, It Was Written, Fugees, The Score. I don't care. They're number one. Fugees, The Score is by far to me the number one out of the list.
And my number three.
Yeah. When you said three, I was like, fuck wrong with him. But that's the beauty in it, in music. You know? Muddy Waters, Redman. Hardcore, Lil' Kim, Lost Boys, Legal Drug Money, and Ayo Nana, Foxy Brown. And the crazy thing about it is that you can't go wrong. You know, if
you really can't. Right.
Tupac over Jigga or Fugees over Outkast, you can't go wrong. The funny thing is, my first ever concert was L Boogie, Lauryn Hill at the NJ Pack, and opening up for her was Outkast. So this is
wow.
Before hey,
yeah, before they went
before
fucking
they
diamond.
Went crazy out of the world, they were opening up for L Boogie when she was on at the fucking the hill.
Her zenith.
Yeah, she was up there. So she was up there. This is right before Outkast. Three Sex changed his style and he started wearing the African, not the African, the Indian little pants and the little helmet on.
Feminine.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I noticed. He was a little
out there.
That was right after he got with Erykah Badu. I don't know what she got in her pussy, but when you fuck with her, you go crazy.
She did it. Calm and fucked up.
Yup.
You know, what's the other dude? What's that other dude that she messed with that never had an album out, but he's hot lyrically? He got a baby. She got a baby bomb.
Shit.
Jay Electronica. That motherfucker was never able to put a CD out once she put that thing on him.
Again, I mixtape. Yeah, Exhibit C. Oh my gosh. But I can't do the albums. Sorry.
No, I mean it's. I don't know. Because I think people focus on making a hot song instead of making a whole body of work. They focus on getting that airplane.
You know who I fuck with now that makes a good album? Slaughterhouse. That first CD they put out, though. I like that one. You know, with Microphone on it and Lyrical Murderers, you know, and Sound Off, shit like that, you know. That CD right there, yes, sir. That's who I fuck with now, Slaughterhouse.
Yeah, they haven't put out anything hot right now.
You know what I'm saying?
As of recent.
Nobody checking for them. People want the credit cards and the pandas.
That mumble rap.
Yeah. Come on, man. I ain't with that.
Music has changed. It has changed.
And it's supposed to, you know. But I'm not beat. I know what real music is. And this, I got two phones. One for the plug and one for the hose. Whatever, nigga.
I got two. That's my shit, though. I clean up to that song. Clean the house. I got two. While I'm washing dishes and shit.
Again, it is not hate, but whatever. What the fuck ever.
It just don't. What you eat don't make me shit. Yeah. I just can't.
There you go.
I don't know. But yeah, I like that. I wanted to talk about that because music has changed. And I don't know. Just think back in the day when music was popping and you couldn't wait to get remember the mixtapes? Literally the mixtape, not the CD mixtape, but you had like the cassette mixtapes. DJ Clue.
I can't. It was a few of them, but definitely Clue. His shit and the Great Tapes. Digging in the crates and all of that shit. You know, this is when I first heard Joe Buttons and Jay Hood when he joined the Lox. And oh, wait a minute, they album wasn't on there. Money, Power, Respect.
Nah, that didn't come in 96.
Oh, okay, that probably was 97. But anyway, yeah. I don't know. It was just different. Like, we had Boot Camp Click. If you ain't like Boot Camp Click, we got the Lox. If you ain't got like the Lox, we had Wu-Tang. You don't like Wu-Tang, we got the Lost Boy. You don't like the Lost Boy, we got Mobb Deep. Like, you couldn't stop with the... You don't like Big, we got Coogee Rap. You don't like, you know, Coogee Rap, we got Craig Mack. Whoever. Like, it was just a variety, a real variety. It wasn't just... You know what it reminded me of? Remember back in the day when you would buy crayons, you had the 64-pack. Nowadays, you buy crayons, it ain't but 5 colors. What the fuck? Oh.
It just briefly, want to touch upon this. We're about to close out really, really soon. But I just turned to 97. And just giving you off top, just some notables that came out in 97.
Wu-Tang Forever.
Wu-Tang Forever. Life After Death. Wow. Just bone in Biggie, Biggie. Just bone in Biggie, Biggie.
Them two right there.
Woo! In My Lifetime, Volume 1.
Wow.
Common, One Day It All Makes Sense.
Wow.
Capone and Noriega.
What, the rope? The water
report? The
water
report. Woo, 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 woo. Your boy, Master P, that Ghetto D. Remember when you surprised Harlem World by Mace?
Hell yeah. I was, yo, listen, don't, look, I ain't gonna stunt. I fucked with Mace back then. Mace is better.
Absolutely. And this is an absolute classic. No Way Out, Puff Daddy in the Family.
Yeah, because Big died. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But and Puff, that's when he had the game on lock. He was starting to transcend and just...
And that's just before the Lox said, you know what? We out, nigga.
We tired of winning shiny suits and shit. Back in Business, EPMD, when they reconnected. The Art of War, Bone Thugs and Harmony. Mm-hmm. The Firm album, which, you know.
They said it was a flop, but I think it was a good album.
This was an album that I fucked with heavy. Wyclef Presents, I think it's The Carnival. Yeah.
Look at here.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Hold on. What else? Some notables.
97. Who else was out in 97?
Hold on. 97. Super Duper Fly.
Oh yeah, Missy.
Missy Elliott came out.
Hey, wasn't this is serious? This is serious. Was that out in 97 too?
Hold on, I'm looking. I thought I saw him. Hold on, let me check. The Alcoholics. Liquidation.
And yo, Tash was my nigga.
Mm-hmm. West Coast Love.
Coco Brothers. Hold on. This is the Black Trunk.
Tupac, Are You Still Down? Unpredictable by Mystical. On Lady Like Me and X. That was my bitch.
I remember her, yo.
Erica Badu. Baduism. That crazy bitch. My husband loves her, though.
I do, too.
Boot Camp Click for the People.
Mm-hmm.
Something Like a Phenomenon.
Oh, LL. Take him off. I like 80s LL. I like 90s LL.
But you gotta admit, that 4-3-2-1 was my shit. Come on, Mr. Smith. Come and get some.
I never liked his verse, though.
What? The sting on my arm is off limits to Challenger.
I only like that one part when he said, what'd he say? It's only one highlight. Now let's get back to this mic on my arm. If it ever left my side and transformed into a time bomb. You don't want to borrow that. You want to idolize.
And you don't want to make mad, nigga. You want to socialize.
That's it.
Did Fox have a... Foxy had a verse on that, right?
She did.
She murdered it, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, some DMX of the shit she did was alright. Some of the shit...
Fox was my chick back in the day.
Only like... You know what I like Fox? When she did... Bundles of 62, they ain't got a clue what we about to do. My whole team, we shitting hard like Zaw. That was my shit.
You know what was my shit? Her first album, and I think it's a classic. Anytime I hear it, I just like, ooh, gotta get you home with me tonight. Oh, classic.
Uh-huh.
Classic. Fox Boogie Brown. So, yeah, I mean, it's just hard. You know, just knowing where we came from, the 90 era.
And you want me to accept this bullshit? Please.
I just can't do it. And then, whoa. Just, I know we kind of, I'm going in.
Going?
But 98. We got Outkast, Aquemini.
Aquemini.
We got Gangstar, Moment of Truth. Mm-hmm. We got, I don't care. I'll put this up on against any CD, any hip hop CD. The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. She was straight murdering my.
Hey yo, that's the second greatest album of all time, right there. The
I get soup when I hear that shit.
Nigga.
Doc's the Name, Redman.
He finally went platinum.
Yes.
With that one.
Capital Punishment, Big Pun.
Big Pun.
One mm-hmm. of the best that ever did it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think he's so underrated. Like, I think people represent him and know that he was lyrical, but I don't think he gets his just due.
Oh,
like,
well, I'll go ahead and say, I think he one of the few artists that could trash Eminem.
You know, but see, I'm not a big Eminem fan.
Really?
I know. And this is why.
I think he one of the greatest MCs of all time.
I don't know
what color he is.
But this is the thing. This is why I never could really take Eminem serious. Because
why?
When he came out and he was that bullshit, My Name Is,
mm-hmm.
that's not rap to me. That was just some... Nas couldn't do that bullshit.
My English Jay-Z. Teacher wanted to flunk me in junior high. Thanks
that shit
a
was
lot.
Whack
next
to me.
Next semester, I'll be 35. That shit was hot.
No, that shit
And
is
you know, it
whack.
Was perfect because he's a white boy. He couldn't come out.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it couldn't be
like
no
what
Jay,
he do now.
No Biggie doing that. They
no,
would get laughed
no,
at.
No,
but
no.
because he was a white boy, he get a pass. I'm like, no,
yeah,
that shit would get
yeah.
He couldn't be in no cypher with Biggie doing no shit
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
Come on.
But
he get a pass because he white?
But when I'm going to tell you what changed. When he made that song about killing his baby moms, Kim, no, oh, that was it.
I never been a big Eminem fan. I like that shit. I liked him. When he's not doing like silly shit, and then he's decent to me. But I just can't compare My Name Is to fucking... Brooklyn Finest. Or,
oh, yeah. You
like,
can't do that. You can't do that.
You,
but I tell you what, he is the perfect definition of the mad rapper.
I guess.
Yeah?
He just don't do... He don't tickle my funny bone at all.
I feel you.
I feel you.
But that's my nigga.
I hear you. Who else came on in 98? Busta.
Extinction Level Event.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. One of the greatest produced albums of all time.
Something shocking charged to the game.
Who else? I'm trying to think. Bobby Digital. The RZA showed me some shit when he put that out, yo.
Yeah? Fat Joe, Don Carnegie came out in 98.
Oh, yeah. Don Carnegie, yeah.
Can I Bust came out in 98. Can I Bust?
Hey, yo, I don't give a fuck what the label say. He shitted on LL.
Oh, he did. He
I'm sorry. Him. Second round knockout. And that other shit. You know, I batter you on the phone. You can call collect. Oh,
what about DMX, Flesh in My Flesh? That
was what, his second album,
right? That was
right?
His second.
Yeah, well, look, anytime you can drop two albums in 6 months and they both go double platinum, nigga, you are the shit.
My Baby Daddy came out with a CD in that year, AZ, Pieces of a Man. I love AZ.
That was my nigga, too. That was my motherfucking nigga, yo.
M.O.P., First Family for Life.
That was their best album.
Black Eyed Peas came out. Behind the Front.
You can have them.
They didn't get really big until they came out with Fergie.
Yeah.
And then they went a little pop.
You can have them.
But, you know, that was a slept on album. And, you know, that it's just, I love music, man. I love music, so.
Look at what we had.
Look at what we have and look at what we have.
I'm glad at least I can say we appreciated it because it'll never get back to that. Like we have little glimpses, little flashes of what it could be or what it used to be, but it'll never be like that again. You know?
Never, ever, ever, mm-hmm. ever.
Mm-mm.
So appreciate, you know, it's a beautiful thing to go back. Because
if this is the shit you like now, imagine what it's going to be like 5 years after this, when this shit go. Because it's gone. I don't think it's going to be here.
Crazy. absolutely. So, listen, let us know. What is your albums that you fucked with in 96, 97, 98? We're just going down memory lane and telling you about what rocked for us. But it's just so many classics within that era that just amazing. So you can't go wrong. But let me know. Comment on SoundCloud. Let us know the original list that we put out for 96. Tupac, Reasonable Doubt, Machiavelli, Nas, It Was Written, Fugees, The Score, my favorite, Muddy Waters, Redman, Outkast, ATL, Aliens, Hardcore by Lil Kim, Queen B, Lost Boys, Legal Drug Money. I think it's a classic. El Nana, Fox, Boogie Brown.
So definitely let us know what you think. Let us know what is the top album of 1996. It's so many classics, so many hits, so many bangers. The year 96 will go down as a great one for hip hop. So let us know. Hit me up at midnightconvos247@gmail.com. And without further ado, let's get to this week's King's Court.
Ladies and gentlemen, hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. All rise for the honorable me, motherfucker. Shit. Now, this episode of King's Court, I would like to scratch my head while I talk to y'all about, yes, you guessed it, Donald Trump. What the fuck is wrong with this country to where as though this is the guy we choose to lead us for the at least for the next 4 years? All right, this motherfucker, he's going back and forth with congressmen, guys who marched and protested with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., you know, all his family is in the White House and cabinets and whatever. His wife, the bitch, can't speak English and she's nude in photos and shit, but this is your first lady. What the fuck? The son is the prince of the White House and he ain't staying there. What the? And this is who y'all chose. I can't do this no more. Yo, he about to be inaugurated, what, 2-3 days from now? And he's still fucking tweet beefing. He's a keyboard thug. Yo, he's making side deals with Russia. But in the same breath, will turn around and tell you that these niggas done hacked the election. Mind you, they got armored divisions in Poland right now training for not if, but when we go over there and bang out with Russia. So, the war is coming. And this is who the fuck y'all chose. Obamacare, he about to get rid of that shit. You know what's going to happen. See, Obamacare, it got young people to buy health insurance. Right? And now they're going to get rid of that. So what do you think these motherfuckers is going to do to offset all the money that they about to lose? Because now 20 million Americans is going to be without health insurance. They're going to raise the prices on the premiums. Because only old people going to have the shit. You understand what I'm saying? But this is the genius you voted for. So I want to say thank you, America. Thank you. I'm out.
Yeah. That's the King's Court. Make sure that you tune in every week. King Chuck is going to lay down his King's Court and say it like only he can say it. I think we had a good show tonight.
I think we have a good show every night.
You know, I love including music, because music is important to you. Music is important to me. We both have a passion
for it. It's my life. You could put out, name a song, and I can tell you exactly where I was that day or that time.
Where were you when a thong song came out?
I was in Fort Knox, Kentucky.
Where were you when Macarena?
Oh, I was actually at a Mets game. It was Beanie Babies Day. Remember Beanie Babies?
Where were you when Lira Viva Loca?
I was on Avon and 10th Street, and it's crazy because 2 days prior to that, I was watching the Chris Rock stand-up special, And so I'm flipping through the channels and I'm watching the music and I see Living La Vida Loca. Don't you know? And I was like, yo, this shit hot, but this what the fuck you talking about? Oh shit, and he gay? Wow, he could be huge. This shit crazy. So yo, it's crazy, y'all. I'm telling you. Dick Clark once said that music is the soundtrack of life. I really and wholeheartedly believe that.
I got one more.
Go ahead.
Where were you when Pumps in a Bump? Pumps in a Bump. We like the girls with the pumps in a bump.
Listen, I was 13 years old, right? In middle school, and everybody was like, don't like the song, da, 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 da. And I was like, what are you talking about? Did you see the video? It was naked. And
what?
I ain't never seen no shit like that before. You understand? Like, I remember All I Want to Do Is Zoom, 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 and the Boom Boom.
That was my shit.
That's but classic. It wasn't nothing like this Pumps in the Bump.
It's different.
Woo.
And you know, I was young. I'm a couple years younger than you. When I saw that video, and I was like, what is in his pants? What is in his little briefs? His dick was like, rain time. I was like, oh my God, I was young. Like, oh, that's what it looked like.
And then I come to find out that was his backyard. That was,
yeah, that was his.
Oh, shit.
That was his shit. Yeah. Hamilton.
His wife left him as soon as he finished that video.
I'm going too late, Negro. You had too much fun.
Hey, man. Nah, I can tell you exactly where I was. You name any song, and I can tell you exactly where I was, yo. That's crazy. Uh-oh. This is going to be a good one. I can tell.
See, I can't even say it. Where were you when the Brokeback Mountain soundtrack came out?
I don't remember the soundtrack. That's a good one. I don't remember the movie. I can tell you where I was when the movie came out. But I don't... They had a soundtrack for that shit?
All it was...
Hey, I never really watched that movie. I don't even know why I want to know. But who was doing who?
I think they took turns.
Oh, man.
No, I think Heath Ledger's character was the
man?
Yeah.
Oh, so he smashed Spider-Man?
Yeah. Oh. Hard.
So Spider-Man was going, my spider senses is tingling.
Oh, my fucking God.
That's the soundtrack, though. Number two.
Track one through eight.
Hey, that's a Pumps in a Bump, man.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Oh,
this nigga is crazy. I gotta edit that shit. All right. Yeah. In the meantime, in between time, this is just our combo.
I believe that shit. Fuck it. Combo number 17, baby. Let's do it.